नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरते गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय सदभक्ताय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेत कृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान् तवैवास्मि नदीनां त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्नय माम चरण। There is a श्लोक that नाहम बसामि वैकुंठे जोगिनां हृदये न च यत्र मद्भक्ता गायन्ति तत्र तिष्ठामि नारद। Perhaps you most of all you know Krishna is telling that I am not always in Vaikuntha. Naam tisthami Vaikunthe yoginang hrdaya nacha. I don't like to be in the hearts of yogis. Also, I hate to be with a brahma jnani like Mayabadi. Impersonalists. Never I find. I fear from creative karmis. Always I fear. But where my devotees with so much honor and love and affection they glorify me and they do kirtan of me. Kirtan means glorifying. Like Sukhdev Goswami is the best kirtaniya in whole world. So not only those who are doing kirtan with khol, mridanga, kartal. No. This is also one part of that. But real to glorify Krishna, always, with the tears and heart, then Krishna always lives there, with also calm and quiet. He takes this song there, rest there. So, it is not only for Krishna is told, but it is for all the manifestations of Krishna. And all the associates of Krishna and all the pure devotees, liberated pure devotees. Understand? It is not only for Krishna. Krishna is telling, but it is for all the pure devotees, associates of Krishna. So if we will glorify Prahlad Charitra, then Prahlad will be here. If we are glorifying Krishna and gopis, then what will be? Krishna and all gopis will be here. And they will hear with lakhs and lakhs. So if we can glorify Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada, and my Shiksha Guru, then surely he will be here. So we can remember today him because it is Los Angeles and so many devotees from all parts of Europe, from America and here and there. They have assembled to honor their Gurudev here and to glorify. So we should glorify with heart and honor him And when we will glorify, then what will be? Because He has promised. Because Krishna has promised. So His disciples or His associates must follow. So He will quickly come and run and hear. And He will hear with lakhs and lakhs here. So we are, our this is what? Offering to Him. Today, we cannot glorify Him totally or in full. Even so many high class of devotees cannot glorify Him. He cannot glorify Himself if He comes. And if He wants to glorify Himself, He cannot glorify Himself also. But we will try. But I know that when He will hear by the devotees, oh, very ignorant, no harm. And He will come and be pleased to hear. As a mother hears a story of his brothers and fathers from his son, though he don't know anything, but she hears. So he will hear and very pleased with her. So I want that, oh, Shyamrani, Jadurani is very senior and sincere devotee, so to speak towards that how, especially in Los Angeles, and when he began from New York, how, and she was with him, so you should tell something about his glory. You can give.
The Guru Bhagavad has asked me to speak something of the glory of Srila Prabhupada. Even if Lord Brahma were to speak, or Ananta Sage could speak, the glories of Prabhupada, he couldn't complete it because Prabhupada is such a transcendental personality. Only a transcendental personality can properly glorify him. But Srila Gurudev asked me to speak some remembrances from New York City. I met Prabhupada in 1966 when he would go regularly to Tompkins Square Park and have kirtan and speak by that famous tree there every Sunday and invite people back to the temple. His apartment was just behind the temple, and in his apartment, Prabhupada held the first ISKCON initiations and fire sacrifices. And that's where he taught the first devotees how to cook Vedic foods and to offer to Krishna. And that's where he translated Bhagavad Gita. And he worked on Nectar of Devotion. And he worked on Bhagavad Gita. And because some of us were working in his apartment, we would hear so many Nectarian things from him. Once we were working in the deity room of his apartment, and he had finished his translation work for the day, and it was prasadam time, and we were still working. So Prabhupada came in and said, there's a verse in the Skanda Purana that when prasadam is served, everything stops. So from the very basic beginnings of Krishna consciousness to the ultimate end of Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada gave in that 26th Second Avenue temple. When he came back from San Francisco in 1967, he said, now I'd like to give you some of the essential teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. What he came to give. It's not that Srila Gurudev is introducing that now to us. He's just putting a big magnifying glass and what Prabhupada tried to give us back in 1967. At that time, Prabhupada quoted that same verse that Gurudev is quoting practically every day here. Anadi Pichirin Shudakuranayavati Anam Kalo. That Lord Chaitanya came to give what no other incarnation or avatar ever gave before since the previous day of Brahma. Prabhupada would say that even though we were all hippies, and even though we were just coming out of drugs, and even though half the devotees in the temple in the morning Chaitanya Charita class would have blankets over their whole bodies as tents and would be sleeping under the blanket tent during this class, still we give these very essential classes on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. We say that previous to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, at most, people understood God as the Father. And as the Father means, give me my daily bread. I want something from God. But now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching, you can be the order supplier of God as mother, as a mother of God, as a friend of God, or ultimately as a beloved of God. So Prabhupada's greatest glory, as Srila Gurudev is always telling us, is that he is a manifestation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, and that he came from that realm of Goloka Vrindavan. And that, as I mentioned earlier, in the ISKCON temple, that Prabhupada is with Krishna and all of his associates traveling throughout all the universes in their roadshow, and traveling with Sriman Mahaprabhu in his roadshow, and at the same time engaged in all of Krishna's leelas in Goloka Vrindavan. Right from the very beginning, Prabhupada was offering this, but we just didn't get it. He gave the treasure, but somehow the treasure was locked, and now Srila Gurudev is unlocking the same treasure that Prabhupada introduced way back in the 60s. He told me to do one painting of Mother Yasoda. This was in 26 Second Avenue. And after I finished the painting, it was a painting of Mother Yasoda feeding Krishna some butter or yogurt, and his toys were scattered around. After the painting was up on the wall at the 26 Second Avenue temple, Prabhupada, who was always condemning and giving such wonderful arguments against Mayavadi philosophy, this time he said, we don't want to become one with God, we want to become greater than God, just like Mother Yasoda. Then, in Los Angeles, we were engaged in his BBC marathon to produce the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Prabhupada was very strong with us that we had to produce 17 volumes, or rather 15 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita and 2 volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam in just 2 months. And Prabhupada told us if he said it was impossible, impossible is a word just in a fool's dictionary. And we were very fortunate to be working on the paintings because we were able to ask Prabhupada so many questions.
Give the name of senior devotees of Shaman.
About what everybody looked like in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, what people were thinking, what the houses looked like, and Prabhupada gave all those details. So our main association with him in Los Angeles was the marathon that he was putting us on. And Srila Gurudev said that Prabhupada told him that please take care of my disciples and followers. They're just like monkeys and they like to quarrel. So please, you train them up. Prabhupada told us that when we were there, that the artists used to fight with each other whose picture should be on the cover or whose suggestion should be taken to make the painting. And Prabhupada said we were just like animals fighting. Rather, we should learn how to cooperate in a transcendental way. As I also mentioned in the ISKCON temple, when I first began to paint in New York, and then Govinda Bhakti joined me from San Francisco, Prabhupada told me that we should have competition, not material, but transcendental competition, just like Krishna and the gopis. Krishna would smile.
Oh, I will request Gobind Bal Prabhu, his senior disciple of Swamiji. He will come forward and speak two words. Come on here. Make a place where, here, make a place that anyone can come. Where is anyone can come. Yes. Your remembrance is best. And his
Vandeyam Sri Guru Sri Yudha Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha.
Where is Upananda Prabhu? Oh, you should come and speak some glories of your Gurudev. He is a very sincere Vaishnava. Always serving. You should come here. Always serving. And unknown, unseen.
Thank you very much. I'll tell one story, but a little bit later. First, I'd just like to say that I was reading one book by Srila Maharaj, Sermons of Guardian Devotion. And in that book, he was speaking about Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And although Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati took Diksha from Gaura Kishore Das Babaji, Srila Maharaj was saying that actually for Bhakti Siddhanta, his father Bhakti Vinod was everything to him. And of course, we know that Bhakti Siddhanta was Nayana Manjari, and father Bhakti Vinod was Kama Manjari. And Srila Maharaj was explaining that actually, when one sees Shirley, he sees Krishna, he sees Srimati Radharani come through his Guru Maharaj. Krishna Master is a Sevak Bhagavan, so we actually connect with Ishtadev through our spiritual master. He's a transparent via medium. And like Gopala Vrindavan was saying, spiritual master is in the divine link with the Supreme Lord. He's like a live wire, and you can touch the Supreme, you can see the Supreme, you can appreciate everything about him through the transparent via media of the bona fide spiritual master. So, since Diksha and Diksha Gurus are all different sides of the same coin, we can also appreciate before us here a living transparent media of the Supreme Lord. And particularly since Ramaraj is speaking so much in glorification of Radharani, we all see and feel the divine goddess of Radharani coming through him. And of course, it's so much easier whenever you have eye contact with Maharaj, because we all know his eyes are blue, the same color as Srimati Radharani. The story I'll tell is Prabhupada came to Melbourne, Australia, So he made an engagement at a Catholic church far out in the countryside. And we're all sitting in the car about to go, and it was like rush hour traffic time. Just like the other day, Maharaj went out to one house, and it was Memorial Day, Friday, rush hour traffic, and so much traffic on the road. So we were sitting in the car, and the gas gauge was actually a little below half, and Shyama Sundar was driving, and it was moderate amount, but anyway, they asked if we should stop at the gas station, but I thought it was too mundane to go into a gas station with a pure devotee's car. So I said, no, don't go to the gas station. So we just kept driving, and I was waiting out in the country, miles and miles. And finally we got there, and I had to look, and I could see the gas station was on empty. And anyway, we went inside the hall. Prabhupada gave an astounding lecture to all the senior, it was a Cistercian monastery for the monks. And they were so attracted that they began spontaneously asking so many questions after the lecture. And every one of them was completely enthralled. But I knew in the back of my mind, if I don't solve the problem with the gas, and we won't be able to go back, and then I'll really be Prabhupada come to life now. So I started to worry, and although I was listening to the lecture, and the question and answer period was even more interesting than the lecture, I knew I had to leave. So I ran out, and this is way on the countryside, no gas station, 10 o'clock at night, and I thought, oh, what hope would I have to ever find a gas? So I ran out, and the first monk I saw, I said, please, is there a gas station here? And he said, well, we have a bouncer on the property. Do you? So I grabbed the car, we drove out, and opened up this bouncer, which is this little 1920s pump, and dropped the gas in, and came back while Prabhupada was taking some grapes and milk with the monk. And just when I came in, he'd finished. And so we were all going out. We got in the car and we started going back to Melbourne. And Prabhupada looked over to the driver, Mohananda, and he said, so there's gas. And Mohananda looked down at the gas station and he couldn't believe it. It's cool. So the gas station was gas. I didn't know how it got in there.
Where is Mula Prakriti? Oh, come on. She is also so senior, devotee of Swamiji, and very sincere. And he has served him well. Even in airports, seaports, here and there, distributing books and Mahaprasadam here, and inspiring songs. Also aspiring his husband also to serve Krishna.
So actually, what I'd really like to do is distribute to you the manuscript that we just finished, which is Srila Narayan Maharaj's Memories of Srila Prabhupada, which I would rather hear than my own memories tonight, if you'll be so kind to tell us them. Well, I did tell some of the stories already today at the temple, so I won't repeat those. But I was just remembering when I joined the temple and Srila Prabhupada came to Los Angeles, and I just remember how much he enthused us to serve day and night. Yeah. I remember we used to work so hard. We'd go out on book distribution, we'd go out and Harinam, we'd stand in front of the street corners for 10, you know, 8, 6, 7, 8, 10 hours sometimes a day, sometimes longer, in the heat, in the cold, wearing bed sheets. And we didn't even have T-Lock, we used this Fuller's Earth Clay. Yeah, we had polyester sheeting, actually. And we worked so hard that I remember when Srila Prabhupada came, most of us, we were red-eyed and falling asleep in the classes, and I couldn't understand a word that he was saying for quite a long time because of his, I couldn't understand his English. And yet he was encouraging us in such a strong way to preach. And at that time, he could see what our qualification was. So he sent us out, and we got a lot of mercy. And I remember one time, well, actually, we have one beautiful story that Gopa Vrindapal has, where Srila Prabhupada, in his room, he used to, when he would leave, just like when Maharaj leaves, he would go to another center. We would all run in there and scavenge, you know, whatever we could find of nectar that he had left over. And so I used to clean his room, and a couple other devotees used to clean his room. And one time, one devotee found this little notebook, and he gave it to Gopa. We were giving away things. We used to eat, even if he had salt and pepper left over, we would eat the plain salt and pepper. And so in this notebook, Gopa kept it, and he just looked like it was empty. It said something like the Hong Kong Hilton. It was just a tiny little notebook, and it didn't look like it had anything in it. And then later, he noticed that in the back page, Srila Prabhupada had been writing in it just a couple of telephone numbers, and I think a couple of numerical figures. And then he was doing like how some of us might doodle, and then how you just draw a little, kind of like that. So we might doodle anything else, but what Prabhupada had doodled very beautifully in this very sweet, beautiful handwriting was twice, save the world from godlessness. So he tried to help engage us in trying to save the world from godlessness on the level that we could do that. And so one time Prabhupada told me, Gopa told that one story, but I also had another experience where it was a marathon on book distribution, and we were going out day and night, 10, 12 hours, sometimes staying out till 11 o'clock midnight at night, carrying huge amounts of books on our back. And so I also thought that Srila Prabhupada, you know, we kind of didn't have, we had competition, but it wasn't very transcendental. And so after this marathon, we had distributed so many thousands and thousands of books, and Srila Prabhupada was very happy. And he would often ask, how many books are going out? How many books are going out? And he even said to me one time, you might preach and preach. It was in Hawaii one time, and I spoke to him, and he said, but he goes, what? He goes, but it may go in one ear and out the other if you speak. He said, so why do you think I'm spending so many hundreds and hundreds of hours trying to write these books to help people? He said, because if they even read one word, he said, it will stick. So he was encouraging us in that way to, because there had been no Krishna consciousness distributed in the West, so he was encouraging us in that way. But like Gopa had said, he also told us, we were sitting there and someone was reading off all the stories of all the books that Srila Prabhupada, and then he didn't say anything. And we were all kind of like, you know, we were waiting for him to say something more. And then he looked around the room in this very, very deep and grave way. And when he got to me, he gave me a look that just went right through many, many layers of false ego and pride and pretension and superficiality. And then I was mortified. I just felt frozen. I started to cry. I didn't know why. And then nobody could speak because Papa didn't say anything. And then finally someone said, well, you know, Papa, we just want to preach. We just want to preach. What's the best way to preach? And then Srila Prabhupada said, the best way to preach is that you say to each person that you meet, oh, my friend, my dear friend, you please come with me. You come back with me to where I live.
and you stay with me and you watch every single thing that I do 24 hours a day. And then after a few days, you want to become like me. And then he kind of looked at his head like that and said, the way I did.
Oh, Rishikesh Maharaj. He is senior than Devendra. I think perhaps you are senior. No, no, you said this. No hall. You should come.
I don't need my microphone.
Oh, sir, if you have so much. But we want to see him here.
Took initiation from Prabhupada by his mercy. We were distributed in Boston. And Prabhupada fell ill and he couldn't come back to America. So we just kept on hoping that he was going to come. And I had read his books for 5 years, and I tried to join in Houston one time. It was a failure. They told me, you can worship Srila Prabhupada and Krishna outside the temple. You don't need to come in. So, after 5 years and a couple of years of distribution, and I'm waiting for Srila Prabhupada to come. And it doesn't look like he's going to make it. So finally, there were about five or six of us that had joined at the same time, and we were in the same position. So they made some special requests that Prabhupada please initiate us by letter. So the letter came. And the letter said, please take Ritvik from Bhaktipad. So the rest of them were quite young, and I was the oldest one because I had gone to school for half my life. And so they went around and asked him, Prabhupada is requesting that you take Ritvik from Bhaktipad. So everyone, the most Prabhupada requested, fine. And when they came to me, I said, how can I do that? I read the great book for so long, and I came here, and I gave up everything. I'm going back home. And then they said, look, just wait a minute. Supananda was there. Took me out, they walked me in the park, and he said, just wait, we'll go right back to Prabhupada. We'll see what we can do. So then, I don't think they wrote, I think they sent a telegram. And the next day, something came back, and Prabhupada initiated us all. So I thought, well, how did I get this mercy? how merciful he was. He was just passed away 2 weeks later. How merciful he was. He was so body giving him so much trouble and I was so obstinate and arrogant. I wouldn't follow his instructions. And still, he was so merciful to me.
Gurudev Gurukindraya Radhikaya Tadatmaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namo. To glorify Srila Prabhupada, it might seem externally an easy thing, but it's actually quite difficult. Because who really is Srila Prabhupada? I asked Gurudev a question once about Narada Muni. I didn't understand something, and he said that Narada Muni has many manifestations. So I was thinking also Srila Prabhupada actually has many manifestations. And yesterday he was saying that in the class, that wherever Radha Krishna is serving, there Srila Prabhupada is. So Guru wants to say something about a little experience we had with Srila Prabhupada. Here in Los Angeles, I spent a lot of time here. I grew up here, I was born in this area, and I couldn't wait to get out of here. I wanted to go to the country, so I moved up north. But in those days, I was a young teenager, they used to have these things called leavens. And I went to the leaven, and I saw the devotees for the first time. It was 1968. And they had pictures of Prabhupada, and they were chanting. The people looked like they were in the clouds, the devotees. And I said, well, these are amazing people. And there was a substance being passed around at that time that we all partook of going around. And then a devotee came to the side and gave me a card and said, come to our Hare Krishna temple. And by that time I was quite hungry. So I went to the temple with a friend and I walked in, very spaced out, from Lakshmanaka Boulevard. And I went to a back door and there the Jagannath deities were. And the big eyes, and I was very young. And he could put his rice on Jagannath's hand. All right, I did it, locked in, and it was going on. So I was sitting in the back, it was a Sunday Rafis, and there was one man, he was from the army, he had his army uniform on. And there was a Grahastha with his son sitting next to him. And the little son said to his father, because the army man had a lot of medals on, so many medals he was wearing on his chest. So the little boy said to his father, wow, he probably killed a lot of people. And the father said, be quiet, you're killing germs every morning. Wow, you guys are really too much. So they were really unique people. So a few years passed, and then in 1971, I joined up. I was living up north, and somehow I was brought back to Los Angeles. And Los Angeles was the so-called headquarters of ISKCON. And Prabhupada used to come for quite a long time. Sometimes it takes at least a month at a time. Sometimes 2 months, 3 months. And by good fortune, I happened to be here. And so I took my 2 initiations here in Los Angeles. And a couple of experiences, I'll just say. When I got initiated, Prabhupada called me up. And he asked me four principles, chant around. And he said, your name is? He said, Devendranath. And he paused for a minute. There was a silence and I looked in the room. And then he said, Das. And he looked up and started laughing. Because he knows I have that tendency to the word to enjoy. So he said, Das, a few moments later, to remind him of service. another instance, when I came to get my sacred prayer from him, he called me. We had to go up the stairs for waiting, and we're all waiting. And then I was a bit scared at that time, because we're so young, we didn't know. And so he put a mantra in my ear, and he put a thread around my neck, but it was hanging straight. And I didn't put my arm in. And he said, "Haven't you seen a Brahma before?" Because I didn't properly put it on right. When Srila Prabhupada used to come out of his villa in the old temple in Los Angeles, and this is probably the most heartfelt thing that I ever remembered about Srila Prabhupada, is that he would come walking through the temple room as he was floating, give his pranamas to all the three deities, and then he would so elegantly step onto the asasana, so beautiful, and just sit, and then start playing the kartals, singing Jaya Radha Madhava. And I used to sit to look at him and see, and sometimes his head would spin in circles, saying the song backwards, or mixing up the words. But he was so much in the mood of Jaya Radha Madhava, and watching him that way, I always wanted to remember that, of all things, to see how beautiful he had his socks on, he would step on the yasta and look around and get his kartals and start praying. His head being circled, sometimes that way, skipping words. And that was the most amazing thing to see in Srila Prabhupada. And I used to say, let me just have that always stay in my heart for some reason, because it was just so beautiful. We always say the mantra, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishtaya. Krishna Prishtaya, one was very dear, Mukunda Prishta. The Guru was very, very dear to Radha and Krishna. And it's
I want to tell that some remembrance. I have left my home, my everything, wife, children, father, mother, in 1946. And I came to my Gurudev, fully surrendered. I gave everything, my heart and everything to him. And he initiated me. First and second initiation, mani, Harinam and Diksha, in Navadvip. And after that, he saw something in me. And he kept me with him forever. I was engaged in his personal service. So I had chance to meet and serve almost all the senior sannyasis, disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Because all the senior sannyasis used to give so much respect as a Vinod Dada to my Gurudev. He was senior and he had such Prabhupada with his life and soul. So all used to respect him. Though they were after the Prabhupada, he left this world. All were scattered here and there. They made their mutts and preaching centers, separate places. But all were so much charmed to our Gurudev that they used to come to meet my Gurudev. So I was so much fortunate to serve them personally and to hear and to question them so many times. So in 46, or parikrama was finished, and then Guru Maharaj I came to Calcutta in Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, established in 1941. Also, Abhay Charanath Babu was there. No? Not sannyasi, no brahmachari. Babu Abhay Charan. In 1941, he was bosom friend of my Gurudev. Very bosom friend. Both were like Babu, Vinod Babu and Abhay Babu. So much similarities. Abhay family both, learned both, very intelligent, prompt, minded, very sharp-minded. Quickly anyone can question and, before he is finishing his words and his answer was ready, like this. Presence of mind. So one day I was with our Gurudev, beginning of 47, and Abhay Babu came. I saw him first time. Very gentle fellow.